Project 1701. Air Force Coordinated Aerial Reconnaissance Observation. Date Time Group, January 29, 1960, at 0322 Zulu. Location, Poitiers, France. Type of observation, ground and air. Number of objects, 1. Course, east. Altitude, approximately 1.5 miles east of Papa India Deakin, France. Observer, Major Seipert, Air Force Command Post, extract from Attic Duty Officer Report, 29th January, 1960. Received UFO telephone call from Major Seipert of the Air Force Command Post. Received report from Andrews Airways, operator at Pamy Tower as Charleston Tower. Intercepted readback indicated apparent missile or rocket approximately 1.5 miles east of Poitiers, France, at 0322, heading east, moving roughly 300 degrees, ascending. Propulsion flame observed, then stopped. Telephoned using 330-46. Major Seipert requested a copy of the message first thing in the morning. Returned with further messages. Guard said Poitiers Beacon is in Pora, Brazil. Subsequent conference with Major Seipert reported that the aircraft making the UFO report was actually above Poitiers, France, and according to Major Seipert's guess, probably saw a flare or flare climb to altitude with afterburner. Second sighting message. Have sighted three ships. One is an aircraft carrier, unconfirmed, close together. Several aircraft are circling. Coordinates are 31, 33, N, 74, 55W at 02, 33Z. Flagpost duty officer reports ships are our own, including the USS J. Aspey aircraft carrier. Further notes from the duty officer. Astronomy section indicates that a transit of Mercury will occur on October 7th, beginning at 09:35 a.m. and ending at 14:12 p.m. This will be visible along the eastern coast of the United States. The eclipse will be partially visible in the Pacific states. Venus and Jupiter will shine brightly in the early morning. On January 4th, at 20 UP, the sun will be low in the sky, producing a cold winter. The celestial calendar for 1960 holds many prospects for astronomers, including 4 eclipses, 2 of the moon and 2 of the sun. The transit of Mercury will be visible from this part of the world. The report continues with a description of the night sky. The brightest star in the night sky, Sirius, will be visible. The belt of Orion, including Betelgeuse and Rigel, will be prominent. Above Orion, the constellation Auriga and the star Capella will be seen. Low in the southern sky, Leo and the star Regulus will be visible. The constellation Taurus, with the star Aldebaran, will also be prominent. End of extract. Provenance. This document was released through the Black Vault, archived under the identifier 1960-01-696-8601, Poitiers, France, and the file was made publicly available on the archive.org platform with the text version hosted at https://chartsarchive.org, auto download 1960-01-696-8601, Poitiers, France, 1960-01-696-8601, Poitiers, France, djvu.txt. No FOIA case number is listed. The declassification authority is noted as the United States Air Force, which authorized public release of the material. Context. The Black Vault's archive entry describes the document as an extract from an Attic Duty Officer report concerning a UFO sighting over Poitiers, France, and includes additional astronomical observations for the year 1960. The entry does not provide an agency commentary beyond the original report text. Outro. This is what the public record looks like at its most ordinary. For the full source, visit storyflow.com and the document's canonical URL at https://archive.org, download 1960-01-696-601, Poitiers, France, 1960-01-696-601, Poitiers, France, DGVU.txt.